Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast, where food and sports clash at the goal line. Here are your hosts, Spencer and Michael.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 23 Personnel Podcast. I'm your host, Spencer, flying solo one more time as we break down the loss this afternoon to the Texas Longhorns in Austin, wrap up the football season, do a little bit of basketball wrap and prep, and then we will see you next week. But Texas Tech fell today in Austin 49-24, finishes the season at 4-8. 2-7 in Big 12 play. The last time Texas Tech has finished the season 4-8 or worse, 2014 under Cliff Kingsbury, and then the time before that was in 1990 under Spike Dykes. Before we get into the offensive breakdown, wanted to talk to you guys about my bookie. Every weekend, our favorite football gridiron warriors put their skills to the test, so why aren't you doing the same? We are about two-thirds of the way through the NFL season, so now is the time to get off the sidelines and get in the game with my bookie. My bookie is a premier place to bet on all your favorite pro and college football action every weekend. They always have the most up-to-date lines and the most prop bets of any sports book on the planet. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and bet with the best at MyBookie. Best part is if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's right. If you put in $1,000, they'll give you $1,000. That's double your initial deposit you can use on all your favorite picks. Use promo code CHAIR to activate the offer. That's promo code CHAIR to double your cash. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, on offense today. Down in Austin, you were able to rack up 470 total yards, 399 through the air, 71 on the ground. Jet Duffy attempted he set a career high in pass attempts today at 58. He was 36 of 58 for 399 yards, only 6.9 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And while they don't count, he had several balls that could have been intercepted but weren't. Speaking of the most attempts in his career, it was the most attempts of the season behind Oklahoma State. He had 424, and then his career high was set last year against Texas in Lubbock at 3rd most passing yards in his career today. The most was last year against Texas. 2nd most was this year versus Oklahoma State. On the season, though, finishes completing 66% of his passes, 2,441 yards, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And then on the ground, 65 carries, 226 yards, and a touchdown. On the day on the ground, Sir Roger Thompson was the one healthy running back you had. He carried the ball 16 times, picked up 86 yards, good for 5.5 yards per carry and a touchdown. For the season, finishes as your leading rusher with more than double the carries of the next leading running back. 144 carries, 679 yards, 11 touchdowns. Through the air, you had two main receivers. Keyshawn Carter, he had a career day today in Austin. 11 receptions, 150 yards. Good for just under 14 yards per catch and a touchdown. And then Eric Ezukanma caught 7 passes, 435 yards, almost 20 yards a catch, and a touchdown. Jet Duffy was sacked 4 times on the day, which is the most he's been sacked besides Baylor, the offensive line was having troubles with the Texas blitz and their rush today. It gave him fits. Jet Duffy was running a little bit. Mostly he was stepping up into the pocket, but also in doing so was being sacked. He did have a strip sack today where he lost the ball. There was another one that was ruled an incomplete pass. It was very nearly could have been another fumble. He didn't have the best protection today. 470 yards is not too bad. 24 points, though, not enough to win very many games at all, especially in the Big 12. There were a couple of fourth down attempts where Texas Tech did not pick up the yards or score the touchdown there, the fourth and goal in the first quarter. They threw it was a fade to Vasher on, it was a fourth and goal from the two. There was another fourth down play where they threw it into the end zone as well. Just didn't convert when they needed to. Defensive wise, you were missing Jordan Brooks today. Your secondary was torched all game. The Longhorns were also able to pick up 262 rushing yards, 348 yards to the air. Sam Ellinger, again, very similar stories we've heard from most every other quarterback that's gone against Texas Tech this year, had basically a career day today. 19 completions for 348 yards, 13 yards per attempt, but more than 18 yards per completion, two touchdowns, no interceptions, was only sacked once, wasn't really ever in any pressure. The 27 pass attempts tied for the fewest attempts on the season, yet he still racked up the third most yards that he's done this year. Running back Keonta Ingram, who was questionable going into the game, only had two carries, but Roschon Johnson ended up carrying the load. 23 carries, 105 yards, three touchdowns. You had no answer for him or really any of the Longhorn rushing attack. True freshman Daniel Young also picked up 8 carries for 41 yards, and Ellinger carried 10 times for 83 yards and a touchdown. 83 yards marks the second highest yardage he's picked up on the ground in 2019. That 12.9 yards per attempt or 18 yards per completion really came because Ellinger was able to find receivers deep behind your defensive secondary specifically. And after the first half, they went to the Fox halftime show, and Urban Meyer actually said this. He said, "You want to have a good day? Go up against the Texas Tech secondary." It's hard to refute that when you've got somebody that passes for nearly 350 yards on only 19 completions. Your defensive backs, it didn't really matter who it was, just did not have a good time covering any of the receivers. Colin Johnson did not play, but Devin Duvernay did. He had 6 receptions, 199 yards, good for 33 yards per catch and a touchdown, long of 75. So five, even if you were to remove that one, he had 5 receptions for about 130 yards. Not good enough through the air. There was some talk in our Slack chat about the defensive secondary coach, and we're not sure what kind of value he brings to the team, because he was touted as being really good recruiting coach, but there just haven't been any big time recruiting wins credited to him. Your defensive backfield has been a liability this year, so it wouldn't surprise me to see Keith Patterson or Matt Wells make a change there in this offseason. I'm not sure if there are any other coaching changes that would be made. This would be the time that we would see it, now that we're going into the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
December recruiting period. You've got just about 3 weeks until the early signing period starts. The good thing, only good thing, the silver lining here about not making a bowl game this season is you get that jump of being on the road, being able to recruit a little bit earlier, give a little bit more time and commitment to that than other coaches that are preparing for a bowl game. But that's really all about the only thing that you can say about the positive of staying home. Now, if those defensive stats from today have you down, let's talk about a way to get you guys back up. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is a fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. Most guys talk a good game, but Blue Chew helps your follow-through. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, to try it free. BlueChew is a better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Now, last thing I want to touch on from the football game and for the season would be special teams. Going into the season, Matt Wells was pretty concerned, tight-lipped about the specialists, especially his kickers. Both Trey Wolfe and Austin McNamara finished doing really well. Trey Wolfe today connected on his one field goal attempt. He finished the season hitting 37 of 38 extra points. It's 97%. And then 19 of 21 on field goals, about 91%, long of 45 yards. And remember, he's a freshman. Austin McNamara, also a freshman. Today, four punts, averaged just under 50 yards a punt on the year. Had 55 punts and about 45 yards in average. You're really looking forward to seeing those guys continue to progress, especially McNamara, building on that nearly 45-yard punt average. That's just insane, especially for a freshman. Again, you fall today 49-24 in Austin. Not really a surprise result. Maybe the score is a little bit more lopsided than we would have predicted, especially they're close to the start of the game. The line kind of dropped dramatically from about 10 points to 8 or 7.5. Didn't end up meaning that much as you fall to the Longhorns by 25. Now, for basketball, let's talk about that really quickly. Last night, you played the first game of the Las Vegas Continental Invitational Tournament. All four teams in the tournament could very well be tournament teams in March. You lost against Iowa, and it was a pretty ugly game. You really had no answer for Luka Garza, the big man in the middle for the Hawkeyes. They also started the game shooting lights out from three. I think they finished at halftime 5 of 6 from three, whereas Texas Tech was 0 for 7. You also missed a lot of really close-up shots, and then you also weren't very good from the free throw line. You're back at it tonight. After dropping your first game of the year, you play Creighton. You are picked to win this game by a good 2 or 3 possessions. If you were to fall tonight, again, also not end of the world. Texas Tech dropped games in kind of a similar fashion in January of last year, where you just didn't play very well. You hope to turn this around. The one thing that concerns you, though, from last night's game against Iowa is that Jamias Ramsey went down, went to the locker room for a little bit. Looked like he may have tweaked a hamstring, so you hope that heals and that he's able to come back and continue to contribute for you as he was leading the Big 12 in scoring, obviously leading your team in scoring at nearly 20 points a game. If he's going to be out, you're going to need another guard to step up, especially in the production, but we will see that tonight against Creighton. Michael should be back pretty soon, today, tonight, coming back from family vacation over Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for joining us today on the 23 Personnel Podcast. We will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the 23 Personnel Podcast and sharing our fandom for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. You can connect with us on Twitter at 23 Personnel, Spencer at PuntSuck, and Michael at Michael_LBK. And find even more great content over on stakingtheplains.com. Help us out by rating the show and leaving a review on iTunes and subscribe on whatever channel you listen to podcasts. Remember to tell your friends about the show. The guys will be back next week with another episode. And until then, guns up and let the tortillas fly.